Hey everyone, welcome back. Today we're going to be taking a deep dive into local scent.
Ooh, interesting.
Local scent, yeah. If you're someone who, shares files and is concerned about privacy, you might want to pay attention to this one.
For sure.
We've got some great source material here. Excerpts from their GitHub and also their website.
Sounds good.
We're going to learn all about it. But first, a huge thank you to our sponsor for this episode, SafeServer. They're the masterminds behind hosting this software. And they can help your business navigate the digital world, too.
Awesome.
You can learn more at www.safeserver.de. Okay, so let's get to it. What is LocalSend?
So basically, LocalSend is an app that allows you to send files and messages to other devices.
To other devices, okay.
That are on your local network. So like your home or office Wi-Fi, for example.
So it uses my Wi-Fi.
Yes, exactly.
No internet required. Wow. Okay. So that's different from how I usually share files, right? I'm used to either emailing stuff to myself or using some kind of cloud service.
Yeah. And so with those options, your files are going through like a third party.
Right.
LocalSend cuts out the middleman entirely. Wow. Everything just stays on your local network.
So I've got more control.
Yeah, and more privacy.
Oh, so that's where the privacy comes in.
Exactly.
So it's like beaming the file directly from one device to the other, just using my Wi-Fi.
Exactly.
That's wild. Okay, and I saw that it works across a ton of different devices, not just like one type of phone or computer.
Yeah, you can use it on Windows, macOS, Linux, Android, iOS, even FireOS.
Wow, that's a lot.
I know, it's really impressive.
I'm guessing that makes it really easy to like share between people who have different systems, right?
Yes, definitely. No more hunting for workarounds just to share a simple file.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Now, I did notice in the GitHub material that LocalSend uses something called a REST API and HTTPS for security. Can you break those down for us?
Yeah, sure. So an API is basically a set of rules that allows different apps to talk to each other.
Okay.
You can kind of think of it like a universal language for software.
Interesting.
And then HTTPS, that's like the extra lock on your front door.
Okay.
It encrypts the data that you're sending so that only the intended recipient can actually unlock it.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I also read something about the certificates being generated on each device.
Yes.
Does that add another layer of security?
Absolutely. So instead of relying on a single certificate from like a central authority, LocalSend generates these unique certificates on each device that's part of the transfer.
Huh.
This makes it much harder for, you know, anyone to intercept or compromise your data.
So it's even more secure.
Yeah, much more secure.
I like that a lot. Okay, so far so good. Sounds secure, works across all my devices, but how easy is it to actually USC?
Well, the getting started section in the GitHub documentation makes it sound pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think in most cases, you just install the app on your devices. Make sure they're all on the same Wi-Fi network.
Okay.
And then that's pretty much it. They should just automatically see each other and you can just start sharing.
Oh, wow. So it just works.
Yeah, pretty much.
But there's always a but, right?
Well, there is a small caveat.
Okay.
Sometimes, depending on how your network is set up, you might need to make some small adjustments to your firewall.
The firewall. That's always a bit of a mystery to me.
I know. But the source material here actually outlines the specific ports and protocols that need to be open.
Oh, good.
And it's usually as simple as making sure that ports, like 53337 are open for incoming and outgoing traffic on your router.
Okay. That's good to know. What about troubleshooting? Are there any common, hiccups that people run into?
One that I see sometimes is devices not being able to see each other on the network.
Yeah, I can see that being a problem.
Yeah. But there are a few things you can try.
Okay.
First, you want to check your router settings and make sure that something called AP isolation is disabled. Because that can block devices from, talking to each other directly.
Huh.
Also on Windows, make sure that your network is set to private.
Right.
And not public.
Gotcha.
Because public has like stricter security settings.
Yeah.
And then for those on macOS or iOS, toggling the local network permissions in your privacy settings can sometimes help.
Okay, good tips. All right, now let's get down to the practical stuff. What kinds of files can you actually send with LocalSend?
Right.
Are there like size limits or anything?
That's a good question.
And I don't know if the source material actually tells us, does it?
It doesn't explicitly state any file type or size restrictions.
A bit of a mystery.
But based on what we know about similar file sharing technologies that use local networks, there probably aren't any strict limits.
Oh, so theoretically I could send like anything from a photo to a massive video file.
Exactly. You could share photos and videos with friends,
Right.
Then documents between your own devices, even transfer like entire project folders to colleagues if you're working in the same room.
That's amazing. It's so cool how, like, you know, we get caught up in all the technical details.
Yeah.
But the real value is in how these tools can actually help us in our, you know, daily lives.
I agree 100%. Technology should work for us, right?
Yeah.
Seamlessly and securely.
Well said. Yeah. Well, you know what I noticed on their website? That LocalSend has been featured in like tech publications all over the world.
Oh yeah, they've been highlighted on, it's FOSS, Data Center Insider, 01net,
wow,
neoto.com, and others. It's a pretty impressive list.
Yeah, it is.
It shows that this is gaining recognition as a like a serious player in the file sharing world.
It sounds like it.
Yeah.
I'm really curious to see where it goes from here. This has been a great start to the deep dive.
Me too. It makes you wonder if open source solutions like this could be the future of file sharing.
Ooh, that's a good question.
Especially as, you know, data privacy becomes even more important.
Yeah.
We've got more to unpack.
Yeah, definitely.
But first, a quick word from our sponsor. And remember, if you're looking for expert guidance on all things digital transformation, check out SafeServer at www.safeserver.de.
They're the best. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to our deep dive on LocalSend.
All right, so we're back and we're ready to learn more about LocalSend.
You know, one thing that's really striking me is how it addresses so many of the concerns people have with like traditional file sharing.
Yeah, for sure.
Like we've talked about the privacy, the right. Security.
Yeah.
But it seems like it also gives users a lot more control over their data.
Right, because it's all like contained within your own network.
Exactly. You're not relying on some third party or their servers.
Right, right.
And that's really powerful these days, especially as we're sharing more and more stuff online.
Yeah, and not to mention, I mean, this just seems so much more convenient.
Oh, yeah.
Like no need to create accounts, remember passwords, or even worry about having an internet connection.
Exactly. It just simplifies everything.
Yeah.
Open the app, choose who you want to send to, and boom, you're done.
Love it. Now, I am kind of curious about, like, you know, the development process of this.
Mm-hmm.
Is LocalSend like one person's project, or is there a bigger team behind it?
Well, looking at the GitHub repository,
okay,
it actually looks like a real community effort.
Oh, cool.
There's a whole list of contributors there who are actively involved in bug fixes, improvements, even translations.
Wow. So it's like a real open source community driven project.
Yeah, definitely.
That's pretty awesome. It really shows the like passion and dedication. Right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. And it's open for anyone to join.
Really?
Yeah. It doesn't matter if you're a seasoned developer or you're just starting out. There's probably a way you can get involved.
That's really neat.
Yeah.
So we've talked about how easy it is to use, but what about the like look and feel of the interface itself?
Mm-hmm.
Is it, you know, intuitive and user-friendly, visually appealing?
Yeah. From the screenshots I've seen on the website,
okay,
and the GitHub, the design is super clean, very modern. It definitely seems to prioritize simplicity and functionality.
Which makes sense
for
something like this.
Absolutely. And they've put a lot of thought into, like, the user experience.
Okay.
It seems very easy to navigate, select files, and, like, track the progress of your transfers.
That's great. Okay, so now for, like, the million-dollar question.
Okay.
Are there any downsides?
Well, every technology has its limitations, right?
True, true.
I would say one potential drawback is that reliance on a local network.
Right.
So both devices need to be within range of each other.
Okay.
Connected to the same Wi-Fi.
Makes sense.
So it's not really a replacement for email or cloud storage if you're sending files across long distances.
Right. It's not going to replace everything.
Right. Exactly. And also something to keep in mind is that, like, if you're sending extremely large files, it might be a bit slow.
Okay.
Especially if your network speed is limited.
Right. So there's always that trade-off, I guess.
Yeah. But I think for everyday file sharing, you know, especially if you're close to the person you're sharing with, it seems like a great option.
Yeah. I mean, it's perfect for, like, sharing pictures with friends or collaborating on documents in the same office.
Yeah.
Or even just sending stuff between your own devices.
You're right? Without having to use the cloud.
I love that. And of course, you know, we can't forget about the security and privacy benefits.
Right, right.
Especially these days with, like, data breaches and all that stuff.
Oh, it's a huge concern. And with LocalSend, you have so much more control and peace of mind.
Totally. You know, it's empowering to have those choices.
Definitely.
To not have to settle for, like, solutions that compromise our privacy or limit what we can do with our own data.
For sure. LocalSend is like this, like a beacon of possibility.
That's a good way to put it.
And I'm really excited to see how it continues to evolve and kind of influences the future of file sharing.
I'm with you on that one. But for now, I think we should bring our LocalSend deep dive back down to earth.
Okay.
And talk about some more practicalities.
Sounds good. We've covered a lot, but we still have plenty more to go over.
Let's do it. And hey, listeners, don't forget about our sponsor for this episode, SafeServer.
Yes.
If you need help navigating the digital world, they're the ones to call. Head over to www.safeserver.de.
They're fantastic.
All right. Welcome back to the final part of our LocalSend deep dive.
We're in the home stretch.
I am so impressed with this file sharing app.
Yeah, it really is impressive.
It's like they took everything we hate about, you know, other file sharing methods and said, let's fix it.
Right. They really thought of everything.
They did. And they did it all with an open source approach, too, which is really cool.
Yeah. I love that about it.
It got me thinking, though, about the whole open source thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, anyone can see the code. Anyone can modify it.
Right.
Doesn't that, like, open it up to security risks?
It's a valid concern. The transparency of the code is definitely a double-edged sword.
So how does LocalSend handle that? How do they, like, make sure it's still secure?
Well, the good news is that with open source, you have a huge community of developers constantly reviewing the code.
Okay.
So any vulnerabilities are more likely to be spotted and patched quickly.
It's like having a global team of security experts on call at all times.
Exactly. And on top of that, LocalSend uses really well-established security protocols and encryption methods that have been thoroughly vetted by the tech community.
That's reassuring. So for someone like me, a regular user, not a developer,
yeah,
is there anything I need to keep in mind when using LocalSend?
Well, it's always smart to be cautious when downloading and installing any software,
right,
whether it's open source or not.
So, like, make sure you're getting it from the official app store or website, right?
Exactly. Don't just download it from some random place.
Stick to the official channels.
Yes, always. And double check that you're downloading the right version for your operating system.
Good point. It's amazing how much we've learned about LocalSend just from, you know, diving into these sources.
It's been a really insightful deep dive.
Before we wrap up, was there anything else that, you know, really stood out to you from the material?
You know, what really strikes me is that LocalSend represents a real shift in how we think about file sharing.
How so?
It's not just about, you know, getting a file from point A to point B anymore. It's about doing it in a way that's secure, private, and on our own terms.
It's about having control.
Exactly. LocalSend shows us that we have choices.
You'd like that.
We don't have to settle for solutions that, you know, compromise our privacy or limit our control over our own information.
Absolutely. Well, on that note, I think it's time to wrap up our LocalSend deep dive.
It's been a fantastic exploration.
Big thanks to all of you for joining us today.
And a huge shout out to our sponsor.
Yes, SafeServer.
For all your digital transformation needs, they're the best. Check them out at www.safeserver.de.
Absolutely. And that's it for today's deep dive. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep those deep dives going.
And remember, knowledge is power.
Especially when it's shared. So spread the word about LocalSend and this exciting new way to share files.